This is Twit.
I really like the duo, too. I can't even believe I'm saying that.
Me, too. Me, too. And you said last week, don't buy it, Leo.
I know.
You'd always want the third iteration.
I know.
But they got the cameras right this time, it looks like.
Yep.
It's got NFC. It's got wireless charging.
People never learn. My God.
I know.
Who cares what it has? It's a Microsoft Android device. Come on.
I know. But I really... So you know what it was?
It was so much snappier than the first iteration. The first iteration, you'd do something and you'd be like, I wonder if that worked. Let's see. Let's see if it does something, right?
This time,
how many versions of Android are they going to give you on this thing? What did they commit to for support?
Android 11. It's shipping with Android 11.
I know, but what did they commit to for up? Because Android 12 is coming out a week later. So
I know.
The last one never got a single upgrade.
I know.
An Android version upgrade.
It does have NFC. Yes, it does, for people asking. I don't know. Like, I went in there so skeptical, and I went up to the table, and the guy goes, so you were one of the people who tested Duo 1, right? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, what do you want out of Duo 2? I said, I want it to be good.
Yeah, that's a kind of starting point. Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That?
Hmm. Yeah. But then they started demoing it, and I held it, and I'm like, you know what? I kind of like it.
So it was snappy, and the software seemed to work. That was the problem before, was the software.
The software was terrible. It was terrible.
I love the third little screen on the hinge. That was another thing people complained about, is not being able to, when it's closed on the desk, not knowing what your notifications were.
Yeah, I know.
Mary Jo, I don't know if you remember. Okay. Just sorry, real quick. When we were doing Longhorn, Microsoft tested a design with Asus of a laptop that had a little screen on the outside for this exact same reason.
So
without opening
this.
The lid, you could see if you could have notifications, if you had new email, you know, whatever it was, date,
time,
weather.
I love that feature. What did they call that thing? I can't remember now, but
it was something. Yeah, I don't remember either, actually. So maybe someone will remember this.
Glance?
I don't remember.
No.
So Leo said something about Glance. I thought, you know, that might have been part of the name.
Is on the Duo 2. That's what they call this thing, the Glance.
Yeah, but it might have been what they called it in Longhorn 2. And then, of course, it never happened. But I don't remember. But it was the same idea.
I do
it's
remember
a good idea.
That. Yeah, it's you a know, great it's, yeah. it's a great idea.
I'm so tempted by this thing. And now, and you touched it. You used it. And you think it felt pretty good, huh?
Yeah, he hands it to me and he goes, here, play a game on it. I'm like, no, nope, no.
The wrong person. Use Notepad on it, Mary Jo.
It doesn't have Notepad. Like, somebody needs to do this.
There's going to be a note-taking app of some kind. There's actually a really good one called Obsidian you can use. It's a website.
Use OneNote. Yeah.
I don't like OneNote.
Okay. Look, guys,
it's overkill.
However nice the device is, the problem is going to be the software.
I know.
I just,
that's what
I don't know how you trust Microsoft with Android. There's no.
So I just pre-ordered
precedent for that.
Did you?
I did. I hit the button. Yes, I did. I know. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Well, you know, 2 months from now, when we're talking about how you both return this,
I can return it.
Just predicting this conversation.
That's what we did last time. I bought it.
I know.
$1,500, same price, returned it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so tempted.
And you can return it. So I asked to review it, and they didn't make any commitment. So I'm like, I better buy one because they didn't say I could review it. I think they didn't like me.
Maybe they sell out, Mary Jo.
Did you get the black or did you get the...
I got a Glacier. I went for the low end because I want to see how it works.
Oh,
8
gigs
of RAM, 128 gigs of SSD.
They're already out of stock on the 512 and the 128.
They are on the black.
I know.
Black is out of stock. I bought a tangerine bumper. So did you guys see the pen thing you can do? There's like a pen case and the pen can stick to it.
I loved that. I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
And the
bump. Okay,
I don't know what's happening here.
There's a camera bump.
Everything has a camera bump. That's life. Camera.
It didn't seem that bad.
No, it's just, you know, you put it on the other side.
No, but then I said to the guy who was demoing the photos thing to me, I'm like, so wait a minute. You still have to hold the phone open to take a photo if you want to use those three special lenses, right? You can't do it with it shut. He's like, yeah, but you know what you can do? And he's like holding it open with two hands, like a book, like facing him. And I'm like, it's kind of like taking a picture with an iPad.
I suppose that would allow you to use it like a tripod of sorts. You could stand it up.
No, he had ideas.
You know, independently.
Yeah, Yep, he showed that, like, you could stand it up like a tripod. And he also said, like, you can also hold it way down low and, like, take an angle up and get a really cool shot. I'm like, okay, there are little weird things you can do with it, but I don't know.
Why did you get the bumper? Did you feel like you needed the bumper?
Yeah, I always drop my phone. I drop my phone constantly.
Yeah, it's an expensive phone to drop.
I'm scared to death.
$1,500 as your starting price. Yeah.
Did
you get the pen? The price. I don't need a pen.
I don't need a pen.
I know. We should talk about the pen. Well, we're going to talk about the pen, right? Because that was like the star of this event. And
how did we go from the most incredible laptop ever invented to a stupid folding device and a pen? What is happening? Is there no structure to this?
No, wait. Did you guys see? No, my genius idea that I gave them for free at the event yesterday was I said, so you know what you guys need to do? Is you need to do a commercial comparing how you charge your pen in these nice ways under the keyboard, and it's very compact and cool, to how Apple charges theirs. And you compare and contrast and make fun of them. Come on, this is the commercial.
They actually do it exactly the same way.
Yeah, it's you put it on top of the tablet.
Now, what's the one where Apple Pen sticks into
That's
something?
That's old. They don't do that anymore.
Unless you buy the base iPad. I mean,
I guess Pen 1, you still take the top off and you connect it to a Lightning. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Yeah, they use magnets now, too, for the new one.
Yeah. The magnet is very, very strong. I can tell you that. Like when you use the magnet on the Duo or any device now, it really sticks to the device. There's no way that falls off anymore.
What I find kind of funny is there was kind of a dig at one point where they were talking about other companies that made fun of the, two-in-one device. And then, they didn't see any need for a pen. And then they came up with one and they called it a pencil, and it's like, fair. But now you have a carpenter's pencil that you call a pen. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we all have different names for things, but, I think both of these companies and anyone else who's in this business is just emulating each other where it makes sense.
Really want you to use the pen, right? Like everything at this event was about the pen. Everybody needs the pen. You need it to touch things and to write and to draw. I use the new haptics on the pen, and it is very cool. It does feel like you're writing on paper because of
I
the
think
way
that's interesting.
Simulated that. Yeah, it feels very much like paper. It really
does. Did they talk, Mary Jo? I'd have to look this up, but in the paperwork somewhere, there is actual hardware, and I know it's in Surface Pro 8, and I assume it's in Laptop Studio, that is a special hardware that interacts with this new pen specifically.
Yes.
And it combined with the haptics and the new point on the thing, they all kind of work together to make that really natural pen on paper feel. So do you remember anything about this? I can't remember the name of it.
There's a chip in the pen, G something. Yeah. I'm forgetting the name. That makes it happen.
You're on the track. Yeah.
Yeah, and then also in the operating system itself, they've done things around inking and touch in Windows 11 that makes it way easier for the pen to like register how you're using it. So they showed me when you pointed in a certain way, like the menu changed on Excel because it saw like how you were about to use the pen and it was a different way. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's very cool, right? Yeah. Like, what if you use Windows 10 with it? And they just had this horrified face. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Windows 10.
What's Windows 10? Oh,
that's the one that's not 99.8% reliable? Yeah, we're not really worried about that one.
Yeah. It is like one of those things you need to try that experience to see how it feels, because I was surprised. I was like, oh, it's going to just feel the same like any pen.
You're making me crazy. I don't want to buy this. I don't want to buy it.
Buy it and return it if you hate it.
I did that last time. It wasn't too hard.
Now, to be clear, that pen experience is not on the phone. That's on the computers. You need the...
They offer the pen. On the phone.
No, you can use it, but you're not getting that experience because that stuff requires a piece.
Correct.
They're getting this.
No, you don't get all that customized features experience. Like we're talking about.
You don't get the haptic feedback.
I do not believe you would. I do not.
It's in the pencil. Really sure.
I know, but it interacts with a chip that's.
It does
in the,
something with the operating system too.
All right. Well, I'm taking the pen off then. On my imaginary purchase, which is good because it brought it up to $2,000.
Yeah. I know the pen is $130 by itself, the new Slim Pen 2.
I decided to get the Microsoft Complete Protection Plan because I feel like I will drop this.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Just bring it to your local store and...
It has accidental damage coverage and Microsoft baked service.
I think anytime any company announces something like this, you need to take a 24-hour break from your credit card.
I agree. Totally.
You do.
Totally.